With Radio on the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. Sunday, about 4:40 p.m., the Hardin County Sheriff's Department received the report of a drowning at 32215 290th Street southeast of Gifford. Emergency services were dispatched to the location and an extensive search was conducted. Then about 1:35 yesterday morning, the body of 66-year-old Roderick Rod Ryan of Eldora was recovered. Ryan had been fishing from a boat on a private pond when the incident took place. Numerous agencies assisted the Sheriff's Department at the scene. At 6:40 Saturday morning, the Belmont Fire Department was called out on the report of a fire at the former Parker School Gymnasium for smoke coming from the building. Upon arrival, firefighters found thick smoke and flame on the west end of the gym building. No one was injured. The Belmont Fire Department says this is not the first time that they've had to extinguish fires in this gym area. This fire, along with the others, have been intentionally set. If anyone has any information on the fires, they are asked to contact the Belmont Police Department. Polls are open for today's city school election in Iowa. Residents will be voting today on such races as for city councils and mayors, along with school board members and public measures like proposed bond issues. In Butler County, voting locations can be found in Greene, Clarksville, Dumont, Applington, Shell Rock, Parkersburg, and New Hartford. In Franklin County, voting locations can be found in Alexander, Hampton, Sheffield, Coulter, Latimer, Bradford, and Hansel. The polls will close at 8 p.m. today. For more information, contact your local county auditor's office. Monday, the Hardin County Board of Supervisors acknowledged 5 bids received for bridge work. The work is planned on 3 bridges, one along County Highway D-41 over the South Fork of the Iowa River southwest of Owosso, one along County Highway D-65 over Minerva Creek, that's southwest of Hubbard, and the other along County Highway D-65 over Honey Creek, southeast of New Providence. New decks will be installed for all 3 bridges. The lowest bidder was Boulder Construction for $663,737.88. The Hardin supervisors took the matter under advisement. Today, the Butler County Board of Supervisors will consider a resolution concerning the compensation of township trustees and clerks and will receive an update from the county EMS coordinator. The Butler County Board of Supervisors meet today at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Allison. The Ackley City Council tomorrow will discuss the city's preliminary budget. We'll discuss the extension of 3rd Avenue. We'll be asked to set the date for a public hearing on the Community Development Block Grant status of funded activities for 605 Main Street, and we'll consider appointments to several boards and commissions. The Ackley City Council meets tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the council chambers. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the United States, often because symptoms do not appear until the cancer has spread. However, early detection through lung cancer screenings can save lives. November is National Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and several Mercy One locations will be participating in the statewide National Lung Screening Day on Saturday. This test is covered by most insurance. To be eligible, you must be aged 50 to 77. Do you currently smoke or have quit in the past 15 years? And do you have at least a 20-pack per year smoking history? You need to talk with your primary care provider to get scheduled for a screening. Mercy One North Iowa Medical Center in Mason City will host the lung cancer screening Saturday from 8 a.m. until noon at the main entrance on the East Campus in Mason City, while Mercy One Waterloo Medical Center will host the test from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. Saturday at the Health Plaza entrance. Union Pacific Railroad's Community Ties Giving Program recently awarded nearly $5.1 million in local grants benefiting 543 nonprofit organizations across its 23-state system. The grant support initiative centered around the railroad's key areas of giving, safety, workforce development, community space, and environmental sustainability. organizations received grants ranging from $1,000 to $25,000. In Iowa, $180,000 in grants were awarded, including to the Iowa Specialty Hospital in Belmont and to the North Iowa Fair Association in Mason City. The state is taking applications for the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, otherwise known as LIHEAP. The program manager, Bill Marcus, says the situation is a lot better for many who fell behind on their bills thanks to extra money that started during the pandemic.
And we've used that to increase crisis maximums. We helped get a lot of people down to a zero balance, you know, going into the heating season this year. Now, so far this year, there is only one award, so it is lower than what we've seen in the past 3 years.
He says the maximum amount you can get from LIHEAP this year is $700.
The past 3 years, because of all the surplus money we got, we were able to set that maximum up to $3,000. So, I mean, that's a really, really big difference, and people are definitely going to feel that effect this year. Unless we do get some additional supplemental funding.
The utility disconnection moratorium went into effect on November 1st, and that could be important to LIHEAP participants.
Anybody who is approved for LIHEAP is going to be protected from disconnection under that moratorium law. So hopefully, you know, we've gotten a lot of people down to where, you know, there is no issue of disconnection because we were able to get them down to a zero balance.
And he says anyone who might be eligible for the funding should sign up as soon as they can through their local community action agency in your hometown.
You can Google community action agency in your county, and that will direct you to the right place. You can also call United Way 211. They can help direct you as well. And the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services website also has a list of the community action agencies. They offer online applications, phone applications, mail-in applications, and you can schedule an appointment for a in-person application as well.
He says they get around 83,000 applications each year for the program. Nearly 1 million chickens on a Minnesota egg farm will be slaughtered to help limit the spread of the highly contagious bird flu. The USDA yesterday announced the virus was found at a farm in Wright County, Minnesota. It also announced three smaller cases in South Dakota and Iowa. The egg and poultry industry has been dealing with a bird flu outbreak since last year. The virus had a significant impact on farmers and consumers in 2022 when nearly 58 million birds were slaughtered. The outbreak contributed to higher egg and turkey prices, but those have recovered this year as fewer cases have been found. This week on the Radio 1 The Go Newsmaker program, we're interviewing some veterans from around Hampton and Franklin County as we observe Veterans Day Saturday. Today's guest on the Newsmaker program is Edward Seams of Sheffield, who served in the Army in the 1940s following the bombing of Pearl Harbor. The Radio 1 The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ following the news, weather, and obituaries, with archive programs available under the News tab at RadioOnTheGo.com. Latest Iowa crop report from the USDA shows that corn harvested for grain reached 89% statewide. That's 89% statewide, a day ahead of last year and 10 days ahead of the five-year average. Moisture content of field corn being harvested for grain was at 16%. Soybeans harvested reached 97% on pace with last year, but 9 days ahead of the average. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 66, and the low of 37. For Radio 1 The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.